Well, coming up on Monday, October 27th, the CME Group will have new trading hours for livestock futures, and that will impact, again, just livestock trade. It will not impact open outcry, but it is going to shorten electronic trading. We're joined by Dave Lehman. He's the Managing Director of Commodity Research. And Dave, first off, talk about what kind of led to changing livestock trading hours.
Well, thank you, Leslie. Good to be with you. The change in trading hours on Globex for our livestock products was really driven by a lot of discussion and outreach with our clients, primarily commercials, producers, processors, and traders in the industry. And through this discussion and outreach, it became pretty clear to us that they believe that shorter hours on Globex would result in a more effective price discovery tool and a better trading environment for them.
And was this kind of a long process, or, you know, I guess, how did you, hear from producers as to what they would like to see differently to find, again, that price discovery?
Yeah, we used a couple of different procedures to collect the data. We engaged directly with some of the key participants in the market that we talk to on an ongoing basis, that we're familiar with them and had a cross section of those types of participants that we engaged with directly. When we got sort of a framework from them about what they believe would be best for electronic trading hours, we then did a survey, a public survey on our website, and asked for anyone to give us their feedback on what they thought hours would the best electronic hours would be for the livestock contract. So we combined those two processes and think we came up with a pretty good solution that best meets the needs of our clients and helps our contracts really perform, we believe, in the most efficient way.
Again, this to get started this upcoming Monday, October 27th. And again, Dave, what's going to happen on Monday?
Yeah, so on Monday, the hours will be the same as they are today. So we have no trading overnight, Sunday night, currently. And on Mondays, we open at 9:05 a.m. and trade until 4 p.m. Currently, we would then reopen on Monday afternoon at 5 p.m. and trade until 4 p.m. the following day, so 23 hours. And we do that Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then on Friday we close at 1:55 p.m. in the afternoon. So the change this next week will, again, Monday will be the same, but then instead of reopening at 5 p.m. for Tuesday trade, we won't open until 8 a.m. the following morning on Tuesday. So we're essentially eliminating the overnight trade. The daily hours Tuesday through Thursday will be 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. On Friday, 8 a.m. until 1:55 p.m. And then a halt until that Monday, 9:05 a.m. Reopening.
What is it going to mean not having that overnight trade?
Well, I think the feedback that we got from the market was that the livestock markets are really domestic markets in the U.S. The primary reason or need for trading overnight hours, as we do in say, our grain and oilseed contracts, is to allow non-U.S. participants to access our markets during their business hours. We found that we really weren't seeing that very little trade occurring overnight hours. Therefore, liquidity was lower, and prices could tend to be exaggerated or a little more volatile because of that lower level of liquidity. Now what we believe will happen will be concentrating the trading into these shorter hours, and the market, therefore, should be more liquid during the hours that will be beginning on Monday, the 27th of October.
Just for contrast, how much, can you give me percentages of how much trade is currently for livestock, domestic versus international?
That's really kind of hard for us to identify. But what we can do is say what hours we were seeing the activity take place in our markets, and about 98% of the volume was taking place between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. So it appeared to be that there was very little activity coming in during those overnight hours. Now, some of that activity during the during our daytime hours could be coming from non-U.S. participants as well. But I think in general we believe that around 80% of our volume in total is coming from domestic market participants, with the remainder coming from outside the U.S.
And also, what's the proportion of electronic versus open outcry trading right now?
Varies between futures and options. Futures are 90 to 95% electronic on Globex. Options tend to be more evenly split between open outcry and Globex. 50 to 60% of the option volume is taking place on Globex. So options are a little more complicated, more instruments to quote with different strike prices for each delivery month or each expiration month, spreads, combinations, and the trading floor tends to work a little better for quoting all of those instruments.
And with this change going into effect, you also have to get approval from the CFTC, right?
Correct. This is a change that requires a 10-day certification to CFTC, which was filed well ahead of the time that we needed before the Monday 27th opening. So, yes, it's something that CFTC certification, or in a way, it's an approval, but not explicitly an approval, but something that we did file with them.
Okay. But for it to go through, you're not waiting for approval within the upcoming days?
No, and we noted that in the notice, the special executive report, that these changes were pending approvals by CFTC, but that approval should have been granted by now. I haven't actually checked the CFTC website to see if it has been or not. I believe it has, but that's something that we gave plenty of time in our filing so that we were sure we would have the 10-day notice completed before Monday.
And one last question. With this happening, again, starting Monday, what do you think that this is? How is it going to impact, the average producer that trades?
I think for the average cattle producer or hog producer, calf producer, they really won't see much of an impact. What they may experience is that, as I noted earlier, by having shorter hours, it will allow the liquidity to be concentrated in those hours that the market is open, and therefore the markets may be a little more liquid. But in general, I think most of our producers and processors here in the U.S. trade during regular business hours, probably in that 9 o'clock a.m. to 2, 3, 4 p.m. time period, and they'll still be able to do that, same hours as currently on the trading floor, and then the electronic hours just having daytime hours. So I think they'll probably, this will come and go without much notice by the typical U.S. producer.
Do you think it's going to impact the volatility of the market, maybe make it maybe even less volatile?
Some feel that it could do that because there will be we believe, more trading during this daytime period. The markets have been pretty volatile lately anyway. The livestock markets have, as we've had these reduced numbers due to the high feed costs of the past and the drought and so forth. So, and also the PED virus in the hog industry. So there are a lot of these factors that have caused this higher volatility really are kind of unrelated to the futures markets, but certainly are reflected by the futures market. So certainly having greater liquidity in the futures market would typically lead to lower volatility. But again, as I said, these fundamental factors are so dynamic and so kind of unusual, if you will, in the current environment that they likely will probably overwhelm any change based on the trading hours.
Well, today we've been joined by Dave Lehman. He's with the CME Group. He's the Managing Director of Commodity Research and Product Development. Joining us today on the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Leslie Smith.